Books on Tape presents The Wrecker by Clive Cussler and Justin Scott. Read by Scott Brick. Unfinished Business. December 12th, 1934. Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Above the snow line, the German Alps tore at the sky like the jaws of an ancient flesh-eater. Storm clouds grazed the wind-swept peaks, and the jagged rock appeared to move as if the beast were awakening. Two men, neither young, both strong, watched from the balcony of a ski hotel with quickening anticipation. Hans Grantzau was a guide whose weathered face was as craggy as the mountaintops. He carried in his head 60 years of traversing the wintry slopes. Last night he had promised that the wind would shift east. Bitter Siberian cold would whirl wet air from the Mediterranean into blinding snow. The man to whom Hans had promised snow was a tall American whose blonde hair and mustache were edged with silver. He wore a tweed Norfolk suit, a warm fedora on his head, and a Yale University scarf adorned with the shield of Brantford College. His dress was typical of a well-to-do tourist who had come to the Alps for winter sport, but his eyes were fastened with a glacial blue intensity on an isolated stone castle 10 miles across the rugged valley. The castle had dominated its remote glen for 1,000 years. It was nearly buried by the winter snows and mostly hidden by the shadow of the peaks that soared above it. Miles below the castle, too long and steep a climb to be undertaken lightly, was a village. The American watched a pillar of smoke creep toward it. He was too far away to see the locomotive.